After only a few weeks of basic training, Henry Cannon was assigned to serve during World War II on the USS Tennessee. It was several days into the Battle of Okinawa when disaster struck. A kamikaze hit the battleship on April 12, 1945. The impact of the blast sent pieces of metal and fire flying across the ship. Henry rushed to save his injured friends and was then ordered to seek cover by his superior officer because he himself had already been injured badly.
People throw a rag doll in the air. That's how I flew in the air.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I was hurt pretty good.
And you said you saw some friends there?
Yeah, I got eight of them into safety, but I could have got another one, but the second lieutenant told me, Cannon, you're wounded too, get out of here. I said, no, Lieutenant, I'm still strong, I can get some more. Get out of here, I said, order.
So the plane hits, and you have some guys that are wounded, and you said get them to safety, so there's still danger that they might get hurt more?
Well, I didn't think they would, but the lieutenant, he was over. See, there was no fire. Just part of the ship was on fire, but nobody was burnt. It was just hit by shrapnel.
Oh, okay.
They were all wounded by, like myself, with shrapnel. I wasn't burned either, but they were all wounded by shrapnel like I was.
Mm-hmm.
But they were worse off than I was. I thought.
So you're injured, and you're carrying these guys from one place to another, to
the medics, because their medics was there too. You know the.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones to stop from bleeding and stuff like that. You know.
Mm.
And that's why I took them to them. Right. Just they helped me take them off my shoulder, and they'd take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty well bloody, and that made me more bloody because I had their blood too on me.
If you had to do all of this over again, would you?
Oh yeah, I
you'd do it. You're a very honorable.
Because look at our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. That's why we all went. Because
yeah,
here we have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and you feel free.
Mm-hmm.
You act free. You're not like somebody looking over your shoulder all the time, like being like a Gestapo.
Now, we're about out of time, so I want to close this and by telling something that I know that you will never tell. And that is that Mr. Cannon received a Silver Star, 8 Bronze Stars, and a list of other medals about as long as your arm. And that he is a true World War II hero.
Well, thank you.
Henry Cannon was interviewed by his best friend and fellow veteran, Charles Fields, on February 4th, 2018 in Del Rio, Texas. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas stories on our website, tpr.org.
Produced by Danielle Trevino with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps South Texas is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal, USAA, and ESD, a digital marketing agency.